You know, I was going to ask you if Israeli society is extreme or just the government that Netanyahu has put together, but I think you've already answered that. If I had asked you this on October 6, you'd probably have a different answer than you do today. October 7, 9/11 changed everything. Hate that, but that phrase, but I guess October 7 changed everything with respect to the extremism and fanaticism of society. As I see it, the extremism and fanaticism of the government, because Netanyahu got in bed with these right-wing lunatics, is there. But the extremism and fanaticism of society didn't come about until after October 7. Is that a fair analysis?
I have to disagree, Judge. There used to be a peace movement inside Israel. Now it's pretty much dead, and it was dead long before October 6th. That country has gone so far over into the extremes. And I think that's the inevitable result when you base a state around supremacy of one ethnic group over its indigenous inhabitants, and you are founded on ethnic cleansing, and your survival, your identity as a state, it relies on perpetuating that ethnic cleansing. It's inevitable. It's going to just go over to the extreme rather than see any sense. That's certainly what's happened with Israel.